101.5 Star 98. It's time now for In the Kitchen with Laura McKenna.
So we talked about this earlier this morning that I'm getting the itch. I'm getting the gardening itch when it becomes this nice and the temperatures are nice and warm on those sunny days. I'm like, maybe I should just go out and just start planting. And I know it's too early, and I know a few years ago we got dumped on with all that snow in the middle of April, so I need to simmer down just pace myself. But I did start to grow some seedlings inside, and my little peppers are starting to pop up through the soil. I can see a little green, and I'm like, yes, my babies are growing. But I have a fun little in the kitchen tip for you that has to do with ice cream cones and how you can start some indoor plants that your kids can later transplant outside. And if you have the cake cones, so not the waffle cones or not the sugar cones, those are too hard, mm-hmm. but the regular cream colored cones that break very easily soggy.
Yeah, you get a ton of them. They're like almost, they come in like a long, you know, a long whatever, I don't even know, 2 feet of cone, right? And you just have to find a storage, find a place to store them. But yeah, I know what you're talking about. The typical ice cream cone.
So you take those, and if you buy a bag of potting soil, it's easier to work with, and sometimes the ground is very, very hard if you dig it up outside. But you just take that cone, scoop it into the soil, so now that becomes a little planter, and then take the seed and stick it right down in. Then you can make sure that, obviously, you want to put it on a plate or some sort of dish, because if it does leak a little bit mm-hmm. when you water it, you don't want that all over your counter or your kitchen table. But then once your sprout comes up and it's time to transplant outside, you can just take that cone, because it's biodegradable and mm-hmm. it will allow the roots to just kind of break through the cones and go into the soil. You just take that whole ice cream cone, plant and all, and then just plop it down in the soil and kind of watch it grow outside then.
Yeah, that is a great idea. And like you said, mm-hmm. it's an Earth Day coming up here at the end of April, so that just makes a lot of sense. That's pretty cool.
Oh yeah. Don't start your seeds outside yet though.
Not yet.
Those little seedlings will be like, it's a little chilly out here. What are you doing to me? I just got excited. Right. I'm sorry, babies. I'm sorry.
And then you can have an ice cream cone treat, too, while you're planting outside.
Yeah, one for your plants, one for you. There you go.
Win-win. In the kitchen at star98.net.